taking us to 7:15 on the morning show. It's Radio Life and Style. Welcome to your Thursday morning. And if you're just tuning into us, I'm tuning you. You might be on the school run this morning, in which case, you've got a little one in your life, or maybe a not so little one. Maybe you've got one in school and one that is almost ready to start school. And if you are looking for an exciting new learning environment for your young child, I told you, Redham House Belito has got a special play date at Redham, where you can visit their multi-purpose early learning school center on the 22nd of April. That's just 2 days away, and we're going to be giving you the full details on that. But someone who knows much more about the subject than me, Paula Elgar, the early learning school headmistress at Redham House Belito, is in the house here, in the studio. And Paula, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Happy Thursday. How are you?
Thanks very much, Mark. Good to be here. I'm very excited.
You would normally be welcoming parents right about now, hey?
Yes, we would be about to open the doors to say hello to all my little babies.
I'm sorry that I've taken you away from them.
No, but that's okay.
just for a few minutes, I'll let you get back down the hill quickly. I'm really excited to talk about Redham House Belito. Hey, you know what? I'm a Redham parent myself.
Yes, you are.
See, I give it 2 thumbs up. I'd give it more thumbs if I had more thumbs. But my little guy is so happy. He's one of your little guys.
He is.
In the ELS.
He's in my school, yes, in stage 2.
So you see, I'm already sold. But now I've got to let Belito know. So tell me about your special ELS, the early learning school. What do you feel is so special about it, and a vital foundation of the Redham House approach to early learning?
Well, I think that when I moved over to Belito last year from a Redham Umhlanga, we as a staff sat down and thought, what are we going to do? What's the most important thing? What's our foundation? And our foundation is definitely building children's self-confidence. If our children feel loved, they feel valued, they know that they have a space, then the world's their oyster, because they then are creative.
Wow.
They'll then problem solve, they'll think out the box. So we looked at a little bit of an alternative way of thinking. We looked at Gary Chapman's 5 love languages, and we looked at how that is can be interpreted into the classroom. So if I'm a teacher that only gives out stickers, yeah, then I'm speaking to one of the 5 love languages. And children need to know that they're valued. If we having if self-confidence is our foundation, then we've got to speak to every child's emotional love language. So we as a staff looked at that, and we've brought that into the classroom. And that ties in really nicely with the Reggio approach to teaching, which looks at what is the local influences of the children, what's around them in their environment, mm-hmm, as well as looking at what we can use to build children's self-confidence. And we looked also at documentation, which is very much part of the Reggio approach to teaching, where as a teacher, I'm constantly observing in the classroom. Mm. Now we take photographs, and you put a photograph up with a child's piece of art or something that they've created, like a tower, or if they've been outside and they've just mastered or are mastering the, say, for example, the monkey bars, and you've got photographs up of them doing that.
Yeah.
Children visit that because they want to see themselves.
Yeah.
So now what they're doing is they're looking at what they are achieving, ultimately building children's self-confidence, because, wow, that's me. I'm so proud of myself. But another way is now having to explain to someone else. So, wow, what are you doing in that photo? Now a child is deconstructing their learning experience. They're then using language to develop their language to explain what they're doing. Ultimately then, I'm so proud of myself because now I'm telling you what I've managed to achieve. So everything underlying is very much around building children's self-confidence.
It's brilliant. It's such a forward-thinking, progressive, holistic approach to as you say, building this foundation of self-confidence.
We need it.
Bringing out the best in each child, because, yes, as you say, what works for one child in terms of building their confidence and making them feel valued and validated might be completely different for what works for another child.
Exactly. So
you have to kind of tailor the approach,
yes,
and have a flexible system that can accommodate that.
Mm.
So it's brilliant. And obviously it feeds into the whole culture and the environment that you're consciously trying to create at Redham House Belito. If you had to try and sum up that environment in a in a word or in a sentence? How would you try and describe it?
It's very much looking at, I think the words we like to use are enhancement and creativity. Mm. If we create an environment which is free and encourages children to think out the box, our children are very creative when they're given that freedom. Yeah. And that's what we want. We want our children to be problem solvers, to think out the box, think of solutions, and be creative while they're doing it.
Amazing. And look, I mentioned that you got your play date at Redham just around the corner in 2 days' time.
Yes.
For children aged 1 to 6, you are able to accommodate them at the ELS, the Early Learning School. For parents with very young ones, thinking, you know, in my day, we only went to school at, you know, 7 or 8. What's the importance of an early learning school approach, of getting them in that young?
So we have an opportunity to introduce the foundation. It's all the pre-skills, so the pre-learning, the pre-reading, the pre-creativity. And with the little children, they're learning to socialize. They're learning to wait their turn, because it's very hard when you want a toy and you can't have it. So it's those skills that we are introducing our children to, and also to building friendships. And learning from one another. My favorite quote was from Piaget, and I learned this one when I was still in college. And Piaget stated that through play, a child learns what no one else can teach them. And that is so true. I sit in my office and look out the window, and I watch our children. And we've got a mound in our playground, and they take the black scooter bikes up there.
Yeah.
And then you see them. They now problem solving. Okay, I'm going to go down the hill, but if I go that way, I'm going to end up crashing into that. And then you see their little brains. They move, and then they move, and they make an alternative plan. And then off they go with that. And then someone else comes, and they try it. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful way to see children's learning.
Oh, man, in action. And you see it all around. Obviously, you've got an incredible perspective on the whole thing. And this is your baby, as well as, you know, having all these little babies around you. And looking at the areas that you aim to enhance, are you consciously making plans to focus on specific areas?
Very much so. We introduced the concept of a maths week end of last year, because we found that we noticed our children were very capable in the number counting, problem solving around maths, and it's core to our learning. And we were amazed at the results that we had, and also the passion that the children had. We are influenced by the Singapore Maths Program at Redham, and it's problem solving, which is it's a life skill.
And they started young.
Absolutely, we actually had from stage one visited the hall, and they couldn't wait. I mean, the timetable exploded just because the children wanted to go and do all these practical activities that were around the mathematical concepts.
Amazing. So now you're getting the picture. The Redham House Belita Early Learning School approach really has got something exciting going for it. And if you're looking for an exciting new learning environment to spark your young child's creativity and confidence and development, then you need to join Redham House Belita for the special play date at Redham, where you can visit the multi-purpose early learning school April the 22nd. So that's not
Saturday.
Tomorrow, that's Saturday. There you go, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. it's going to be happening. You can learn about the special Reggio Emilia inspired approach, which encourages choices, problem solving, and exploration for kids as young as between 1 and 6. The early learning space specially designed to give your child the best start in life, and applications are now open for enrollment for 2024. Am I right, Paula?
That is correct, yes. And just to mention, we did introduce a nest this half year,
or
this
bubbas.
Year for the tinies from 6 months.
Wow.
And that was just because of the demand, because so many more people are having to go back to work, but also wanting to have that exposure to their little ones. So
amazing.
It's been very exciting.
You see, so you can really getting there early.
Yes, definitely. So book a spot and we'll show you our beautiful space.
Booking very important for this one.
Correct,
yes. It's going to fill up. So book your spot for Playdate at Redham by emailing jenny.dixon@redham.house. Otherwise, just Google Redham House Bolito and you'll get the contact details there. Join the Redham House Bolito family and watch your child thrive under the watching eye of Paula Algar and the team at the Early Learning School. And Paula, thanks so much for giving us the scoop this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. I love talking about my beautiful space.
I'm going to let you get back down the hill now because I know you want to go see all the bright, shiny faces.
My babies, yes.
And we'll see you on Saturday for Playdate at Redham.
Thank you so much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, the voice of Bolito.